dead, torn, moist.
Proudly sponsored by stms.studio for all your merch and printing needs.
Proud patron of Ian's Chain Charity, helping to save lives together.
This is Joe, Twisted, Torn and Moist. I am at Sludgefest. I'm in Stafford at the Doghouse. I had to look at the sign then. How embarrassing. And the band have just clocked me doing that. Did you see me look at the sign? Yeah. Definitely forgot where I was. I was like, I'm at the hot dog. Oh, wait. Why is there a hot dog in the dog bowl? There is a... There's a hot... Yeah, get it now. It's got the Staffordshire knot and it's got a hot dog. It just needs a pack of oatcakes and then we're all good to go.
Right.
It is, yeah. Oatcakes, that's the Staffordshire knot there. So you see how it's knotted like that? That's called the Staffordshire knot. Yeah, magic. Oh, bloody hell, I like that sign actually now. Mad. Anyway, so who have I got here? Because this is a podcast, so my viewers are not going to, or listeners, whoever you want to say, are not going to be able to know who you are without you telling us. So who have we got?
So I'm Ben.
I'm Killian.
And I'm James, and together we're Epimetheus.
Epimetheus, yeah, you're from down south, aren't you?
Yes, we're from Bristol. This is sort of our first foray up into more northern territory.
Nice.
We're really excited to be here. It's been great to be on this bill.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, do you know what? I thought you were absolutely fantastic. Just listening into you, it was just incredible. You were the first band on, weren't you?
Yes, which we weren't going to be originally, but it's not a problem.
We're happy to open up the curtain.
Well, you did, and I tell you what, good luck to the bands following you, because you put on a bloody good show, honestly. You did, you put on a real good show, and there's a lot of pressure out there, and a lot of bands will know this. When you're the first band on, you know, a lot of the times the crowd are downstairs or they're in different rooms, you have to really engage them to get them in. But actually, such an intimate venue this is, the room was full to start off with.
It was nice to see people just come upstairs. I don't know who it was that was yelling at people to come upstairs, but thank you.
Yeah, well, that's what a good promoter does. And, you know, he's very... Oh, you nearly fell off your chair then. You didn't fall in for me. He's falling for me. There you go then. Fancy that. It won't be the first time. It definitely probably won't be the last time. But, you know, we're going to work on getting you up north then.
Yes, that'll be, that's the goal, that's what we want.
I think metal is just bigger up north because it's colder.
Yeah, well, do you want me to tell you a little fact about Bristol? Yeah. It's home of the slowest drivers, do you know that?
The slowest?
I can believe that.
The slowest?
Yeah. If you look on Google and Google that, Bristol is the home of the slowest drivers.
It's because we've got the most profitable speed camera.
Probably. Do you know what? Whenever I go down south, I always think, just get me past Bristol, just get me past Bristol and through Bristol and I'll have a little break. That's half your battle won, isn't it? Getting through Bristol. That's the problem.
Especially now.
Get out, yeah.
That's like the gatekeeper of the country, honestly.
You've got to get through it to get to the nice bits.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You just close your eyes. When you go past the port, you're like, close your eyes. Just remember all them cars parked up. But yeah, so we're going to get you up north. What about Manchester? Would you like to be playing Manchester?
Yeah, love to play Manchester.
Yes.
Love playing
Leeds would be good as well. Okay. Leeds has a great music scene. Yeah. Really big student town, which is always good for London.
This used to be, you know, Stafford used to be until they moved all the students to Stoke. Yeah, they moved them to Stoke because they do like the health courses up here. So the only ones that are based up in Blackheath Lane, I might stand corrected on this, but are all the health related ones. So like your paramedic and all your nursing and stuff is based up here, probably because they don't want to have a nightlife. Mm. And then you've got everyone else based at Stoke-on-Trent. So it's quite, you know, it's about half an hour away. 40 minutes away, so it's a bit of a distance for students to be coming up on a night, so that's why it's probably a bit dead, because normally this would be bustling back in the day.
Doesn't matter if it's dead out here though, it was great in
it was great in there, yeah, well that's the thing, and the sound was incredible. I think the sound dude tonight, stepped in last minute because somebody let them down, I believe, which,
really?
Yeah, you're always going to get that, always, aren't you?
He's a good geezer as well.
He was walking around, he was really on it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't catch his name. That's terrible. But
we'll track him down. We'll track him down. I'm sure he'll hear this. But it's really nice to be able to support little venues like this because there's not enough of them in the country. They're closing down all the time. And to give bands like yourselves a foot up here, you know, it's the start, isn't it?
Where else in Stafford is good for live music? Because none of us really know the music scene.
There's Red Room.
Red Room.
Red Room, yeah. That was last night. But obviously, you know, this is it. And then they're the Boulevard in Wigan tomorrow, aren't they, for this?
Yes, we're up there on that bill as well.
Oh, yeah?
That's exciting. We're playing with... actually, it's a lot of the same bands as tonight, but also I think Mafunta are playing tomorrow.
Yeah, Mafunta and Blizzard.
Doom and Doom.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
We've never played with them, but I've seen them a couple of times.
Like, yeah, they're awesome. They really are. And I'll tell you what, to look at this lineup, it's immense, the bands that you're up against and with. It's really nice.
Yeah.
They're like, if you could hand pick some doomy, sludgy bands, well, here we go. It's like I've just walked through a mud field. Isn't it?
Completely.
What does it say? Happy as a pig in shit. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm the pig tonight because I'm loving it.
Happy as a dog in a doghouse.
Yeah, happy as a pig in the doghouse, getting eaten by the dog. But yeah, we're going to get you up north, and then where else would you like to play? Is there anywhere else?
I mean, I guess the ultimate dream would be on the bill of Arctangent somewhere.
Arctangent, right, okay.
That's local to us as well.
Okay, well, I'll tag them in that.
So being able to, any way we can kind of smush ourselves onto that bill.
Yeah. Like cancellations and stuff, you'd be up for just jumping in if they needed?
I mean, we're already all going to Arctangent anyway, so we'd probably just make sure we bring our guitars.
As long as they give you a bit of notice then, then you can just grab your kit and in you go. That'd be perfect.
I could just do shoulder rubs.
Oh, there you go then. You get more than what you bargain for with this band. And I've got to say I love your merch. I love your t-shirt. Talk me through the t-shirt though.
So the t-shirt, it's a
kids party t-shirt, isn't it?
It's a kids party t-shirt. It's
Saint Simon was martyred, and they weren't really a fan of what he had to say, so they sawed him in half starting from the balls. So they hung him upside down.
I liked it. As soon as you said about it, I'm a devout feminist, so I was like, yeah, cool, I love that. You've instantly, chop him in the bollocks. Stick a saw through his bell end.
Right, yeah. From the bollocks, yeah.
There you go, I like it.
Because as much as we're not like religious, we love religious iconography. It's metal.
But also we ended up writing all the songs about space, which has not really got anything to do with being sawn in half.
That's probably why I felt so like just at one in your set, like just I got lost in space. I got like absorbed by it. It was ace.
That's what we're going for. And it was
really good just because your solo was incredible. Thank you. You singing on the drums, I mean, like you said, for drummers to sing, it's hard going.
You're waving a lot because you're kind of doing
it's like hiccups, isn't it, really? You ever tried singing with the hiccups? What do? Do you practice over like speed bumps in your car?
Well, I could take a leaf out of Queen Bee's book and sing on the treadmill.
Yeah, nice. Does, right? Yeah, absolutely. All these big bands have got so many little talents that they kind of don't share until I interview them all. I'm like, right, tell me all about how you've done things. You know, you learn loads, and it's really nice to be able to network with other musicians, isn't it?
100%. That's what it's all about. You see so many like bands come to me and or us and say, how'd you get so many gigs? And I say to them, well, do you go to local shows? And then they're like, no. I said, well, there you go then.
When you do a gig, stick around.
Yeah, absolutely. And who's the young lady that was with you in the crowd?
Nikki comes to all us.
Does she? Big shout out to Nikki, because I tell you what, she was there. She was bouncing along. She was really like supporting you. You know, she was getting the crowd involved, and that's really nice to see. I think every band has got their devout following, haven't they?
Yeah.
And these people are like, they're not the forgotten, but we kind of just get used to them being there. So it's really nice to be able to say thank you so much for coming and being involved and supporting you, because it's a friendly face, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and also to people that come and get involved who don't know you and haven't specifically been there to see you, but people that it's nice to see heads nodding along.
We were nodding to each other. We were all looking around, going, "This is mint," you know. And it was really well put together. Yeah. And your presence on the stage, getting the crowd involved, it was just, you felt like friends, you know.
Weirdly, we didn't play we have a song that we have a sing-along part in it, and we didn't even do that tonight. So that's even more crowd engagement. Maybe a bit too much for a doom metal, but we're sticking with it.
Maybe stick to the kids' birthday parties, for that one. How about that?
It's good to be corny sometimes.
Absolutely, yeah.
The thing is corny. It's ridiculous. What are we doing?
Bring back the corn.
Not corn. So what do you want? Do you want sweet corn? Should we get you some sweet corn? Bring back the sweet corn.
Corn with the cake.
So what bands do you want to play with? If it was if you could choose any bands... Who would you choose?
Sky the limit here.
Yeah. Well, I'll tag them in it. You never know.
Yeah.
Who would you like to play with?
We want to play with the Melvins. That would be amazing. We're big fans of Hum. It would be good to play with a band that are a bit more swirly like that. I mean, if we can resurrect Black Sabbath from not being a band anymore,
absolutely.
Yeah, but that's
unrealistic.
The holograms. There'll be a Black
Sabbath. Bring back Queen, I say.
Bring back Queen as
well. Yeah, you know you've made it big when you get the holograms out. It's like the fiver in a card, you know, when you're young and you're like, oh, I've got fiver in my card. Look at the holograms. We've got holograms in the music scene now.
That is one hell of a link.
Isn't it? There you go. I'll link it for you.
Jump.
The fiver in the card.
Beautiful.
And then when you get older, you're like, just £5? Where's my tenner? Yeah. I thought it was £5 for the Tooth Fairy I got informed the other day.
Isn't that just inflation?
Apparently so. Yeah, I think so. Cost of living.
I guess it'd be good to play. It would be fantastic to play with Conan as well. Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to Conan.
Yeah, big shout out to them. Well, it'd be nice to play with another band that plays in Drop F as well.
Oh, yeah. We play in the same guitar tuning as Conan. And,
nice.
use it very differently because we don't chug on the bottom string as much, like, but you know, and we sound quite.
You go crazy on that solo. Just to watch it, it's hypnotizing. I've actually got it on video. I'll share it around so people can see. Your guitar's had a lot of compliments, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, I do have an aluminium neck, which tends to sort of draw people's eyes. It's literally shiny, which helps.
It
obviously.
Is, yeah. All the magpies are there. They're like trying to nick it.
Trying to steal it.
Yeah.
What makes
you your guitar?
So it was a Squire Jazzmaster, okay. And then I put a Bagelet neck on it, and they make aluminium necks. They're based in Germany, and it's a baritone as well, so right. It helps it not sound like a complete fart when we play and drop it.
You know what? We're gonna tag them in that, because that's really important. It's really nice to get that feedback, isn't it? The fact that you've been having compliments all the way through. The amount of musicians are just standing there looking at your guitar. Whatever you do, don't ever leave it unattended, because that will be gone.
Don't look at it for too long. No, even blind you in the light.
Yeah, and don't even take it out and about. The magpies will be down sweeping it and taking it away. So yeah.
The best thing about it is it's cold when you play it as well.
It's
nice. It's
yeah,
when
yeah,
you're
yeah.
in a sweaty
venue, sweaty set. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, musically, for a three-piece, fantastic.
Yeah, we get told that we're making a lot of noise.
You do, a lot of, yeah. I normally say that, but I have to be, some bands don't like it when I say it, and I'm like, it's a compliment. You know, they look at me funny, but for three of you, you know, you'd think there was about five or six for the noise that you make.
That's why we go power trio.
Yeah, power trio, absolutely, and I can see that. I really can. Then filling it, because before I knew it was you on vocals, I was like, where's that voice coming from? Why is there an echo in the room? Have you got someone standing
around,
in?
Someone's at the doorway.
Have you got someone standing in the crowd that's just going to sing? Like, what the hell?
I
but yeah,
quite nailed my ventriloquism.
But again, you put on such a good show, and that's what it's all about. I'd never heard of you until tonight. So the fact that's why I love doing what I do, because I can discover the up and coming bands. It's great. It's absolutely great to be able to do this, and it's an honour to. You know, get you out there and spread the word, because you work hard and it costs money, doesn't it?
It does.
Money and time. And we managed to fit all of our crap into a single car because there's just three of us. But there's a photo of Ben with it's just his face poking out from bags. And there are bags here, bags there, completely framing his face. That was the entire journey up, and we've got another 5 hours of driving.
Well, if you want that as your podcast cover, you're more than welcome. Yes. You can have that as your podcast cover if you like. We can get that
this
done.
This is the reality of playing in a small town metal band. It's being in a car.
Just
with
a small town metal band on a little trip. Hide and seek. Yeah, I like that. Now, I've heard you're good at quizzes. Some little birdie told me this.
Who was it that told you that?
Well, it was a mixture. Yeah, it was a mixture. So, obviously, I love nothing more than quizzing bands, and I'm trying to find the cleverest band. No band's ever got 10 out of 10 yet, so you might be the first. You might be the first. Right, okay. So, what is the longest rivet in the UK?
It's the 7.
Yes, it is. Oh, I'll tell you what, you might get this. Right. What country has the most time zones?
Russia or Australia?
No, it might be
USA because of Hawaii.
USA has 4.
Okay.
Oh, is Hawaii a different one?
I think it's China.
No, China's got 1.
China.
China has 1.
Oh, really?
Because, well, to digress, the I think it was Chairman Mao who decided that to help all of the country communist together, he would make it 1 time zone.
Okay, I remember.
Now, it is a European country, by the way.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, I thought you'd get that.
Then it's going to have to
be... Surely it's Russia, then.
It's going to be Russia. We're going to go with Russia.
Yeah, Russia.
It's France. And right, France has 12 due to the territories. Central European summer.
Are they like 15 minutes apart?
They're great, yeah. Imagine.
Okay, well, failure. Right.
Well, it's all right, 9 out of 10. Yeah. You're still on track. You're still, yeah, but you could use that for your quiz. Like, yeah, there you go. What is the most common UK pub name?
Oh, it's going to be the Red Lion.
Yes, it is. Red Lion, yeah, absolutely. And what does BMW stand for?
Bundesmotorwerks.
Bavarian Motorworks.
Yeah, Bavaria, yeah.
That's the one.
Are we going to get that? Are you going to give us
that? Yeah, give us that.
Okay,
give us
absolutely. Which bone a baby's born without? This is a tough one.
Without?
Yeah.
Kneecap.
I thought
they were
born. Yeah, it's a kneecap. Well done. Yes. I actually know this. You know what? You could be my cleverest band. Which was the last letter added to the English alphabet?
Oh, you've got to know this. Come on.
I love the pressure.
I mean, is it the letter Y?
No, it's not. It's J.
That also makes sense.
J.
That also makes sense.
Which mammal has no vocal cords?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Land-based mammal.
Me.
Singers in metal bands.
Yeah.
Mammal. No vocal cords.
Yeah.
Land-based mammal.
Just think in a zoom. It's in a zoo.
That could be
giraffe. Giraffe.
Yeah, it's a giraffe.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
How did you get that?
Because yeah. They do. Yeah.
So where would they put the vocal cords?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like the Channel Tunnel. Could you imagine? Hello there. By the time it's out, it'll be the next day. What does the symbol AU stand for on the periodic table? Right, so which band had a hit with that?
Oh, it was Spandau Ballet.
Right, do you know the words? Do you know the lyrics?
Not all of them.
Gold.
Gold. Always believe in your soul. You have the power to know. You're indestructible. Always believe in.
Oh, gold.
Gold!
There you go. Beautiful that was. You were the overseer
thanks
on that.
To,
yeah, I just.
You should have just, you know,
thanks
concocted
to Spandau
something.
Ballet for jumping in on that.
Well, what I'm going to do, you see, I'm going to make a compilation of all the Spandau Ballet, you know, efforts, and I'm going to put them all together and be like, there you go. Vote for the best one you want. Right. Name 10 body parts with 3 letters.
Eye, ear.
Yep.
Toe.
Yep.
bum.
Yep.
Oh, good.
That's 4.
Yep.
Leg.
Yep.
Leg is good.
Yep.
Arm.
Yep.
Arm.
What are you hearing out of now?
We said it.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Lip.
Yes, well done.
Lip is good. The other lip.
What do you get punched in sometimes, like to get diggings?
We said leg, we said arm. Punched in.
Yeah.
Gut.
Or your
good.
Ribs. Old whatever
rib,
you want, your rib.
Gut,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, gut and rib?
Gut
well,
and
you
rib.
You can have that.
Okay.
What about you?
One more.
What about the one that went to market? Wait, what went to market?
Oh, we did toe.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I think you're more or less there, aren't you?
Well, let's say just tum.
What about
tum? Yeah,
there you go. Tum, gum, hip. So got gum, hip, ear, arm, leg, eye, toe, lip, rib. There
all
you go.
You getting that one?
Yeah, you can have it. What did Jack and Jill fetch from the hill?
A pail of water.
Yeah, now you have to sing it. You're doing this on your own because you didn't join in.
I can't sing. And I don't
well, it's not about can't.
I don't
what did Jack and Jill do up the hill?
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down, broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after.
There you go.
Yeah,
nice.
There you go.
But what's
are.
The tune?
Well, I think it's like Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown. Yeah, see? I like that. So you know what? You did really well on that. What did you get? 9? 8? 9? 8?
8.
That's a solid 8, though. Yeah, but it's a solid. I mean, people shout at me for that because it's a bit of a cheat question because of the time zones. Most people say Russia, but you know. But yeah, you were right about the American one because of Hawaii. That's the
fifth time zone.
I think they must be, right?
Because you count Hawaii and...
Well, and there's American overseas territories that are even further that way, like Guam, that'll be in another one.
They just sneak them in, don't they?
Yeah, they just
do what they want.
We'll just have a bit of that.
Do you know what? If I was the Prime Minister, I'd just make another time zone, just so I didn't have to go to work. I'd just keep moving around all the time. My jobs are always an hour later.
Be in Cornwall.
Yeah, absolutely. Cornwall's beautiful, isn't it? That part of the country. So, your local venue is the Fleece, isn't it, in Bristol?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you have some big bands on there. Have you ever played?
Yes, we've played there a couple of times. There's also the Exchange that we played quite a few times. There's Thekla that's on a boat.
Yeah, Thekla, yeah.
We played there. Great. That's a great venue.
Louisiana's good.
Yeah, I think Muse played at the Louisiana.
Yeah, and Amy Winehouse.
They've got all the posters in the Louisiana.
So
for all the
would
bands.
You be up to then, if there were bands passing through like Bristol that were needing like opening bands, would you be up for doing it?
Yeah.
Yes.
All the time.
We love that.
Yeah. That's good all then. The that's ace. That's the beauty of this because you don't know who it reaches. And, you know, it goes worldwide. Yeah, well, it goes worldwide. So tell them, where can we find your stuff?
I mean, we're on Instagram. It's at Epimetheus Doom.
Good luck spelling it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we made it.
Epimetheus.
Yes. That'll be, yeah. There we go. You can find us on Spotify. We've got our debut EP entitled Entropy is out there. And our latest single is out there as well, which we didn't play tonight.
We didn't play it.
Yeah, but you can't fit it all in.
No, you can't.
You
like
know,
that, you can't,
I mean, one of your songs, I was videoing, I think it was about 5 minutes. That was just like the sludgy doom bit of the last bit.
And we've got one of our new songs. We've got a couple of 8-minute, 9-minute.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
It's just wanky, innit?
Just make sure you do some radio edits, though, because a lot of radios get bored after like a couple of minutes.
Yeah, that's why we opened with a short one.
Yeah,
and, the short one's still like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you know what? It's atmospheric and you can lose yourself. And there's a lot of people that use music as a coping mechanism. So whatever they're going through, if you know, for 5-10 minutes, they can just turn off. That's really nice. And I think that's where you're really going to help a lot of people.
100%.
You know, is it Opeth that just play lots and lots and lots, and lots and lots of atmospheric?
Yeah.
And it's great. It appeals to some and it doesn't appeal to others. But
just standing there with, like, watching a band and just, like, closing.
You can just get lost. I literally got just lost, and I was hypnotized by his set because you were just like, there's so much going on. You with your solos, you got you with your stage presence, and you got you with your vocals and your drumming. And I was like, how the hell are you all doing this?
Good question. I don't know.
It was like a really, really good package holiday.
That's not as much booze involved.
No, though. No, absolutely not. No. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing where you're up against in the next couple of months and see, you know, the year, see where you're at, and maybe we'll get you back and we can have a chat if you've got any other good news you want to share. But
that.
It's been ace chatting to you.
Maybe
thank
Redrum
you.
Next time.
Yeah, maybe, and I'll help you wherever I can and, you know, spread the word, and who knows, we thank can you. See what opportunities we can get you.
Thanks very much.
Lovely
Joe.
To meet you. Bye.
It's been a pleasure.